Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. You must create infrastructure. You've got to create the infrastructure to set you up for productivity and for health. What do I mean by that? Create infrastructure. Well, another person who I've spoken with recently had so many good things to give, but they'd never created the infrastructure to win in their business. They didn't even have the basic software or CRM or sales process they would need to scale the business. Often people ask questions about how do I scale the business, but they haven't even started the business. You know what I mean? And so what you have to do is create the infrastructure to win. Does that mean office, team? That might be it. But also think about just your health and your vitality. What does infrastructure mean there? Well, infrastructure there means maybe that for me, I'll give you an example for me. And you know, I've always been somebody who's like, I know I need a home gym, because when I am home, what ends up happening is, you know, if I go to the gym and people recognize me, it becomes like a 20 minute, 30 minute, 40 minute conversation. If I've ever seen you guys on the road, no problem about that. But, you know, and it's hard to have a long dialogue and discussion in the gym. But it happens for me all the time. So it's like, I need to create the infrastructure that ensures that I actually get my workout in. I'm more likely to do it if I have gym equipment in my house or really near my house. So I set that infrastructure up. What else do I do? You got to set the infrastructure for your health. So I've got like the dumb proof way. I wake up, there's my gym clothes. That's the infrastructure for the day. Meaning you've got to set up every moving piece you can to ensure your performance can be as high as it potentially could be, right? The infrastructure for you to succeed. Because here's what you cannot rely on. Just your own personal discipline. I wish I was more disciplined. You know, it's not really happening for me. You're counting on your own feeling, motivation, drive, discipline to be there 24/7. The truth is, it's not always there. The truth is, sometimes you lose it. So the infrastructure must be in place to make you work. So as an example, infrastructure can be scheduled calls for you. Infrastructure can be, you know, block time set up the same time every single day. Infrastructure can be an accountability partner or a certified high performance coach. Infrastructure can be, you know, having the systems and tools that you need to win. I don't know what it is for you, but as I always say, you need to know what it is for you. What would the ideal environment, infrastructure, team, or systems be that ensure that you can actually realign to where you're going? What would that look like? You know, what would it look like? I'll give you an example. This I keep talking about our experience in Puerto Rico, but it's also just because I happen to be back in one of our studios in Portland. And I was like thinking about my productivity over the last 6 months there. And it has not been what I wanted it to be. Why? I didn't even have the basic tools, gears, and things that I needed to succeed down there. And I should have got them earlier. What I did is I didn't set up my infrastructure to win. So I went down to Puerto Rico and I just started building the things like the studio, the podcast, the gear necessary to succeed and win. That was a mistake. That was a friggin' mistake. I should have, even before we moved, I should have put a huge crate together and literally shipped down the perfect setup mobile studio for me. It should have been handled. I didn't do that. I didn't set up the infrastructure. Because I didn't set up the infrastructure, I kind of like move my way through for several months, and it was not as productive as it could have been. Does that make sense? So what does that mean for you? What infrastructure are you lacking? Sometimes I tell people, especially in the health category, it's like, make sure you get yourself like an accountability partner, someone who you are going to work out with, be with, because that person is the infrastructure to guarantee. When they show up knocking on your door, that is the infrastructure for you to keep your health promises to yourself, because here's this person, they're counting on you, here we go, we're going to work out. That's infrastructure. I hope that makes sense. I know that I'm using that term broadly,
But you need to question whether or not you set yourself up for success. Next up, big strategy. Also, since we're talking about health and productivity, I'm going to use this phrase a little loosely, but I need you to find your doctor. Okay, we're going to talk about this in two. Again, each of these strategies I'll teach from the health perspective and the productivity perspective. Find your doctor. First, since we're talking about renewal, I am hoping that at this stage of your life, because you're probably not in high school anymore, that you have a great doctor, that you have a great nutritionist, that you have a great, you know, naturopath, that you have somebody who is guiding you in your health about how you are, about how to take care of yourself. Do you have a great doctor? Do you have somebody who is advising you on where you're at and how healthy you really are? If you don't, you're kind of guessing. And that's what ends up happening, unfortunately, for so many people in their health, is they wait months and months and months and years and years and years. They don't get anybody who's giving professional advice to them, and so they guess. And then they find out they're deficient in this or they're deficient in that, or they find out that this bad thing has been going on, or that, you know, that bum knee was, oh, you tore your ACL 7 years ago. I mean, it's just like people don't, it's if you're not doing regular health checkups, how are you going to optimize for the long term? But let me use this word loosely here too, with finding your doctor. Let's talk about productivity, right? Or your business. Do you have like a business doctor? Do you have a entrepreneurial doctor? Meaning, do you have somebody who comes in and takes a health check of your business? Those often in the business world, we call them consultants, right? You call them mentors, you call them partners. It's somebody who's doing an external health check on you and your business. That's what I mean by find your doctor. Somebody doing an external health check. Because I need someone to tell me, is my business on track? I mean, do you know if your business is on track? You have a guess about it, but you might not know. Are your conversions really good? Are you leaving money on the table? Did you forget to implement this thing? Did you not know that thing was not happening? And so what ends up happening is, because we don't have a third party looking at our stuff, we think we're doing our best, but we really don't know. That's what I mean by using this two ways. Find your doctor, so you have an external person checking the health of your life, but the health of your business. Or if you're like, Brenna, I don't own a business, but I'm in a management role. Great. Who's the doctor there? Who at work can be the person who does a health check on your career, who you can sit down with and be like, hey, is my career healthy or sick? Because a lot of people don't know. And then what ends up happening? Wrong job, wrong career, wrong role, wrong compensation, not meaningful fulfillment at work. And this is why we have 70% of North America does not enjoy their job. What is up with that? What's up with that? Why does that happen? Why? Because they're not getting sometimes external feedback. There's no mentor, no coach, no doctor to kind of go, you're not healthy here. I hope this makes sense. So find that role, find that coach, find that consultant. For those who run your businesses, if you have a significant size business, let's call it anything. If you're running a business and you're, let's say, over $250,000, I hope that you are hiring consultants to come in once or twice a year and just do an audit with you. Look at your process. Like, hire experts and pros to come in and look at your business. I'm telling you how vital that is for people, and entrepreneurs never think to do that, because what do we do as entrepreneurs? We take everything on our shoulders. So you take everything on your shoulders and you miss things. You hear what I'm saying? You really want to become more productive? Know that what you are doing is the right thing. And sometimes you need an external perspective. Hire that consultant, have them come in, just do a spot check on the business. That's incredibly valuable.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about, and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things,
a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Next up, I know this is so obvious, but both for health and productivity, you got to have your metrics. You got to get measurable numbers on your health and your business. I know many of you guys, when I'm out on the road, I meet you, you're like, Brandon, here's my Apple Watch. It tells me how long I slept, how many steps I took. Did I sleep well? Where's my health? I know that's really something many of you already are practicing, and I appreciate that, and I think that's awesome. I also will urge you to take a look at how you are measuring your career or your business and make sure you actually have significant metrics. Are you measuring what you're doing now in a way that tells you the information you need to know whether or not you're performing high? Meaning, do you know your revenue growth this month versus the last 6 months? Is that revenue growth good or bad? If you have subscribers, are they staying with you and growing, or are they leaving in droves? If you're somebody who runs a brand or a business, are you somebody who's really clear with what you are moving towards? Metrics are hard. I encouraged you guys before, I know, to read a book called Measure What Matters. I hope you'll revisit that if you have not read that yet. Read that book, Measure What Matters. It will help you kind of go, oh, am I setting metrics up that are allowing me to win, right? It's measurement by objective. It's measurement by goals. It's measurement by knowing your numbers. And one of my early mentors in my career in life was Brian Tracy. And he says, you got to know your numbers. He's like, if you don't know your numbers and you're not managing towards numbers, then you're managing towards impulse. And impulse tends to let you down. I don't feel like it. I think it's okay. It's not enough. Metrics. So set metrics both for your health. And you can do that very simple. Like for me, many of you guys know with my health tracking, I track and have tracked forever how many hours of sleep I get every single night. I track and measure simple things like, okay, every year I'm trying to keep this type of weight or this type of muscle, or every year at my events, I try to put this much into my events and know where I am at. Even in my workouts every day, I'm like, okay, my metric today is I'm gonna give 80% in every movement. Some days I really go in with a different intention. I'm like, my metric today is I've been, you know, unhealthy for a little while. I'm gonna give 60%. Can't give 80%. I'm not there yet. I'm gonna build up to 80%. And so it's simple, like just little numbers, like we talked about at the beginning, sometimes measuring yourself from a score of 1 to 10 or something like that can be really powerful. I know the power of guilt to both motivate you, but also to hurt you. And I think what's really important to realize is you don't have to feel guilty ever for taking care of yourself. In fact, when you don't take care of yourself, you end up causing more pain of guilt. When you don't take care of yourself, now you feel guilty because you don't have the energy to be a great mom. Now you don't take care of yourself. Now you feel guilty because you got in a fight, or you sparked, or you screamed at the kids because you were exhausted. It's like, it's kind of a catch-22. You feel guilty for taking care of yourself, but trust me, the guilt later on for not taking care of yourself is higher. So all that takes is strategic intellect to go, oh wow, not taking care of myself actually causes more pain and problems later. Geez, I'm smart. Let's avoid that. I genuinely mean that. It's intelligence. It's recognizing the true cost of not taking care of yourself. So first, allow it, prioritize it, say, it's okay that I'm gonna take this time to work out. In fact, one of your dilemmas here is that you're like, oh, I can't accomplish all my tasks. So what do you do? What happens is people will say, I need to accomplish more tasks. So I guess I'll compromise the very things that allow me to accomplish more tasks efficiently. And that is sleep, energy, sanity. And I'm here to tell you, please don't compromise your sleep, energy, and sanity. It's not gonna help you accomplish more tasks later. And the major, for you guys who struggle with the long-term focus on something, what happens is because you have a strategic insight or idea, but you don't revisit it often enough, and so you get distracted by other things. And so it's, what I'm always telling people is, right in front of you, like incredibly important, in front of you every day, you need to have your battle board, your battle plan. Most people, they write their goals down at New Year's. They never flesh it out into a project plan. So I want you to have that battle board or that project plan in front of you, and I want you to look at it every single morning, first action when you go to work. Your first act, my friends, your first action when you go to work is not to check your email. It is not to check social media. It is not to call somebody. It is not to text. Your first action when you go to work should be to strategically consider the projects that you are focusing on that will lead to the long-term result you're after, and knowing what are the major steps or activities I would need to do to move each of these projects forward. Even if on that particular day you don't do everything for that project, it's like a mental strategic check-in. It's a mental strategic check-in at the beginning of every workday that realigns you to the major priorities you're after.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.